Welcome to the second half of the Henry Raine Show here on WWPR 1490 AM, heard beginning at 12:05 p.m. every Saturday and continuing now thanks to the generosity of our sponsors until 1:30 p.m. or a little bit later. Speaking of sponsors, thank you to Bike Federal for their continued support of the show and to Mocha Joe's for their support of the show. Also, a special thank you to Mocha Joe's for hosting the Bradenton Bitcoin and Cryptocurrency Meetup last Saturday. All the fine people that showed up there, great crowd that showed up. Augie was there, of course. Lee was there. And I hesitate to mention some of the people that were there because I would be leaving out too many of them, but we look forward to seeing them again. I know more people have already signed up for the next meetup at Mocha Joe's, which will be 4 o'clock on December 30th. That's a Saturday between Christmas and New Year's, and we're planning on making it even better than the last time, and certainly more people are starting to show interest here, so we appreciate all that. Appreciate
how many people did you have, Henry? You had about 20 people, didn't you?
Easily. Yeah. And we've had about half that, again, sign up. That was just from the meetup. So,
how does one sign up, and where do you get, like, reminders and stuff?
You go to meetup.com and put your location and put Bitcoin in.
Okay.
I'm just going to suggest this is probably, everything for 100 miles around here.
Yeah.
But, or you can go to the Facebook page for Henry Raine Show, or just Google Henry Raine Show and all the different podcast sites to find it. Or check out the Mocha Joe's Facebook page. By the way, I know Andy's like a fixture over there. I mean, they got to sweep around him. He's like always eating their food and drinking their coffee over there. They do something special about, for pies and other things that they're, for people that are hosting their local family and things like that for Christmas. Right, Andy?
That's correct.
Now, aren't you the owner, Andy?
Pies and treats all the time, and you can put your orders in.
Who do you talk to there about that?
You can talk to Mocha Joe himself.
All right.
Yeah. You only have to try to make one pie in your life to realize it's just better to pay the money for a pie.
Absolutely.
Unless it's your lovely wife.
There is a story.
And she's made it.
She is not going to do that crap.
I've seen Bill Gates get free pies.
All right. So we have wrapped up all that. Thank yous. Let's move on to what's going on with the White House, because we have Sarah Sanders. She was in her, I think it was just about 2 days ago, at her press conference or press briefing at the White House. And she got an unexpected question, but she was ready for it. Here's Sarah Sanders at the White House.
I love this lady, by the way. I just love to listen to her answer questions. It abuses the heck out of me.
I agree with you on that. I think she's one of the best.
The whole Trump administration is just entertainment from top to bottom.
I won't argue that point, but now Sarah is ready to speak.
Separate but similar issue, which is cryptocurrency. Has the president been following this at all, Bitcoin specifically, the major run-up in it? Does he have an opinion on it? Does he feel, or does the administration feel, that this is now something that needs to be regulated by the government?
I know this is something that is being monitored by our team here in terms of specific briefings and announcements on it. I don't have anything that I can share with you right now, but we'll be happy to follow back up with you. I'm sorry?
What kind of monitoring?
Look, this is an issue. I know that Tom Bosser with the Homeland Security team and advisor to the president has brought this up in a meeting earlier this week. I know it's something that he's keeping an eye on. We'll keep you posted when we have anything further on it.
Dear God, I am so sick of these people talking about drugs and terrorists every time Bitcoin's brought up. Look, if you want to talk about the money the drug dealers use, it's the United States dollar, and nobody's going to try to take that thing down. This is transparently an attack on Bitcoin and freedom, frankly.
Actually, I think Russia and China would like to see the rise of cryptocurrency to help take the dollar down a notch.
They're not trying very hard. They keep Russia outlaws Bitcoin and then lets it come back in. Oh, yes, Vitalik Buterin, we like Ethereum. It's all over the place.
All right, well.
I can see this epic boycott of fiat and, the middle class America.
We have great power
to rattle our saber.
I'm sorry, I was calling on Jamie Dimon here to speak for the dollar.
But this is the last time I'm ever going to answer a question about Bitcoin, so I really don't care.
I guess so.
So Seriously, did Jamie Dimon predict the economic downturn, the Great Recession? If he did, then I'm happy to take a listen, but I suspect he just shoved a bunch of our money in his pocket and bought up our houses when they were diminished in value.
Well, if we knew what he was shorting going into the recession, we might know if he was predicting the recession, just not that he was verbalizing it and sharing it with many other people.
Indeed.
But that's okay, because you can count that we...
I know this is something that is being monitored by our team.
How many times has she said that? I mean, she would say that about anything.
She will say this over and over again.
I know this is something that is being monitored by...
That's because she has special notes from Saturday Night Live. She's auditioning.
My favorite was when she made the reporters all give their talk about what they were thankful for Thanksgiving. It was right. Hilarious. I got to see the whole deal on C-SPAN.
Yeah. They all had toothpicks at the end of Thanksgiving dinner. That was the chief gratitude. That chief.
Most of them were saying they were thankful for the First Amendment, which I thought was interesting. Why not the other nine?
Oh, I thought that was a toothpick.
Do the other nine pay their salary?
No, the other nine amendments.
Yeah, I know. The other nine amendments don't pay for their salary, so why do they have to be thankful for those?
The United States is, I think, 46th on press freedom in the world. So
I don't think the NRA is thankful for the first or the third through 10. I think they're thankful for the second.
I suspect they are.
Yeah, if they would read the whole thing.
Somebody would be thankful for the third.
You people and all the rights and
the worst
libertarians and the amendments. The buffet. Take what you like and leave the rest.
Indeed. I do like the idea that they're not billeting soldiers in my house, so I'm good for that.
Oh, wow. That you know about. Have you looked under all the desks? Let's try and bring this back to something resembling wherever we were.
I think the wandering is more interesting.
We had spoken about Coinbase. By the way, they just hired the former executive for TD Ameritrade. So this whole freedom and liberty thing for the financial industry and cryptocurrency seems to be on the way out, Martin.
Cryptocurrency, they can't control Monero. So Monero, Dash, Zcash, these deliver on what Bitcoin said it was going to deliver on early. Bitcoin's a program. It doesn't say anything. But the anonymity, the low transaction fees, all these things are delivered on. I just sent a Dash transaction a couple of days ago. I can't remember exactly. I just paid 2 cents to send it. I mean, I wouldn't pick. You don't have to bend over and pick up 2 pennies off the floor. You can. But, that's not going to prevent anybody from doing a transaction. But I'm not going to go buy a cup of coffee with Bitcoin when I have to pay, I think it's about $5 right now, for the transaction to buy the $2 coffee. What's coffee cost?
One of the comments in this mundane article was that the greed was the bigger factor in all of this thing. And so when you're talking about Dash and you're talking Monero and so forth, how high are these going to go? Because the thrill of Bitcoin is this astronomic number that will be reached one day before it collapses.
Right. Who knows where Bitcoin's going to go? I wouldn't claim to know that, and I suspect you won't go on that limb either, Augie. I will say that, yeah, greed is the reason that people do business. However, Dash has just cut their fees again by a factor, so, a tenth of what they were. The intention is to be able to send very low instant private transactions.
So that effort to help the poor.
Now, the question for you on the private
question. Let me go back to the phone lines here. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, question for you on the private transactions. How did you send that transaction?
When I do Dash, I mix. So what it has is a mixing pool built into the software. That means that your coins are automatically going out of your wallet and being mixed.
Okay, but where's the wallet stored at?
On a computer.
Okay, so there's where I think that's where they know everything that's done on your computer. So if they see a transaction go out of it, you're going to say that's totally anonymous, that they don't have the software.
Well, I didn't send an anonymous transaction. So if I send a transaction that I want to. The thing is I don't need to make anonymous transactions.
Let me quickly just say you're listening to WWPR 1490 AM, Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa Bay.
Top of the hour.
Anything that's done digitally is not anonymous. And I think if you ever seen the movie Snowden,
you would agree with that or really have an eye-opening thing. So if you're truly a libertarian,
if I'm using a VPN,
against digital currencies and more for gold and silver, which cannot be traced.
Well, I'm all for gold and silver, and believe me, you're not going to find me saying bad things about gold and silver. I'm invested, but I will say this. If you've got a computer that you've wiped, you put Linux on, you run a VPN, and you do a Monero transaction through it, yeah, I think you're safe.
Yeah, it depends.
Lee, Andy, you're talking over each other.
Lee,
jump in there. Go ahead.
No, the there's several methods. One of my favorite is you have to have a read-only boot environment. You drop that disk in and boot off of it, or your flash drive or whatever. You have to be in a network that doesn't know you. You can spoof your MAC address so that there's no ability to tie directly to your hardware serial number. And yeah, the rest of what Mark says is pretty close to correct. There are ways to be anonymous. It just takes a lot of experience and knowledge, both about network technology and operating system behavior. But yeah, you can do it.
So mostly what people want anonymity for in cryptocurrencies is they don't want the government to know how much they have. And that's, that's one aspect. The other aspect is some people out there want to buy heroin off the dark net sent from the Netherlands or whatever. I just don't do that, so I don't have the expertise to inform any of our loyal listeners about how to get their crack off the internet.
Well, the bottom line here is if the people that are expressing the concern about this anonymity and what it's all going to be used for, the percentage that can be used who have the knowledge and expertise is going to be just a tiny fraction of whatever wrongdoing they're concerned with that is going on in the world.
Sure.
And the people that are using and going for non-criminal activities that think they're being anonymous, are, unless they have the expertise of Lee, they've got another thing coming to them.
Yeah.
And I do want to sort of plug a Facebook group, the Tampa Bay Bitcoiners, which is one of the most active Facebook
groups. I've been to their event last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the most active Facebook communities that you can get in our listening area. Someone put up a post today about a Senate bill that I think is still in committee, but it's going to would make concealing a cryptocurrency account illegal.
Yeah, it's a bill.
Right. Well, it's not a bill yet. It's just still in committee.
Okay.
But it's proposed.
A proposed bill. Okay.
But I didn't comment on this, but I was like, why? Why do you even think you got a right to keep that secret? I can't keep my bank account secret. My stock market accounts aren't secret. They're generating 1099s. So there's this presumption in the broader community of the oldies people that, they can't know about that. No, if you ever wanted to get mainstream, that's what happened.
Indeed. That much is true. If you want to go mainstream, and this is what's happening to Bitcoin today. And this is why the people who started, the crypto anarchists, the libertarians, this is why they're howling right now, like I am, because they don't like this level of reporting and sort of accountability that's coming with, the sunlight in the environment. And say what you want, that appears to be the case. I would counter your question as to why I believe I should have privacy with why does the government think that they should know about how much money I have? And
so they can tax you.
Indeed, right. And taxation, theft. Like the comparisons between the two are very, there's a lot of comparables between taxation and theft.
And taxation and death. It's coming. Either way.
Agreed.
Taxation is a breach of the core ethic, and we need to solve
whose
the problem
core ethic?
In a different method. If you look at how Dash does it, Dash, I think, has a profound solution that walks right around the need to tax the people.
Okay.
Do you
drive down the highway,
about,
Lee?
Right? Huh?
The roads! My roads!
Do you drive down the highway?
I get it. I'm not saying that the method that we've previously used weren't effective, but there is a more ethical way to solve the problem.
So gas taxes are a bit different than, say, income taxes, right? If gas taxes are intended to pay for roads, income tax is a detriment. They put sin taxes on alcohol. I wonder why. Well, why do they put? Why do they increase the amount of money you
money
have to pay?
Is.
Of course it is. Like thieves, they go where the money is.
But you, Mark, you know about the, how Dash has like a 10% general fund.
Yeah.
That every time cryptocurrency gets mined, or Dash gets mined, 10% goes into a general fund, and they use the general fund to fund all kinds of cool things.
Including Free Talk Live.
Public works projects. What'd you say?
Including Free Talk Live. My show.
And that show out of
awesome.
Austin, too.
Yes, the crypto show.
What is missing from that set group?
Old and nobility of it all.
Okay. All right, well, somehow the libertarians invaded the show, but I guess I invited them in. So... We'll move on
well, you can't talk about crypto and not talk about concepts.
I knew we
would
go there.
Yes.
But I'm just saying that there's going to be taxation. You're living in the world.
Sure.
You know, and it's great you can try and solve this and come to something better. But the people that think they're not going to have to report their cryptocurrency account, if they're going to have value of the kind that's coming, it's, you got another thing coming. Let's move on here. And try and get to back to how we're all going to get rich again. Something happy talk. We have James Altuve here, and he had something very interesting to say here. And he was on CNBC. We'll get some longer comments here. And I think Spencer from another group was in there somewhere also. But y'all, if you're holding cryptocurrency, you're going to like what you're about to hear now in the next 40 seconds.
Hyman's comments pretty heavily when he called it a fraud. John McAfee, if, for whatever it's worth, says he now predicts $1 million by the end of 2020. Do you guys have targets or not?
I'll say $1 million by 2020 as well, easily.
It seems reasonable. I'm not putting out too many price targets these days, but that seems reasonable. I mean, listen, as with most major technology shifts, let's think about what young people are doing. 32% of young people say they prefer Bitcoin to stocks. 42% of millennial males say they plan to purchase Bitcoin in the next 5 years. We're barely in the first inning right now.
And let's just say there's 15 million millionaires around the world. All their financial advisors are going to say, hey, buy a Bitcoin. You need some exposure. There's only going to be 21 million Bitcoins minted ever in history. That's going to also drive demand.
Okay, we're going to hear a little bit more from them in a moment. But let me just go around the horn here. I'd be happy for Bitcoin to be $1 million.
Sure.
That's 3 years from now.
2020? Yeah, wow.
Actually,
two.
Depends on what part of 2020.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm ready for January 1st. Happy New Year.
You can still claim it's you're correct if it's the end of 2020, so okay.
Claim you're rich, too. You buy into that, Mark?
So you're out of my billowack at this point. The Bitcoin hitting 10,000 was sort of my target, and that's what I was hoping for. I think they're right, but... At the same time, I can't tell. In one hand, I see all these big money people getting in, and that's going to push pricing forward. At the same time, I see Bitcoin sliding away from its roots, and that bothers me. And I also understand that, you know, Beanie Babies existed, and everybody thought that that Princess Di purple one with the little flower on it was going to be, you know, worth a lot of money for a long time. But Action Comics number one, you know as well as I do, has gone up since I worked at the Time Machine 2 on 14th
Street. Never saw one there.
You know, we never did see one there.
Augie, so, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I bet I know where you're going to come down on this. Go ahead.
Oh, happy talk. Oh, happy talk. Everything is fine. What was the song? Don't Worry, Be Happy, right?
Yeah,
and,
it's nice.
And right before the 29 crash, what happened? A major tax... reform by the Republican Party that produced what? The Great Depression in 1929 and the World Depression all at the same time. So all of the ballooning of hope for greed's sake only, not for the infrastructure, pretending to be for that.
What happened to the price of gold when that happened?
Oh,
I don't know. Roosevelt confiscated it.
It was still $20 an ounce.
A few people, but what's your
point? No, I'm just asking.
Would that be a commodity?
What happened? How did the price of gold react to the Great Depression?
I really don't know that question.
You could not trade. Actually, you could not hold physical gold. So the only thing that you could do was hold. You could hold stock
jewelry.
In a gold company.
Well, not in the U.S.
And at that point, it was at about $500 an ounce. In 1934, it was about $500
right.
an ounce trading at. But as a U.S. citizen,
okay.
you were not
buy a
gold.
Car for one
gold. Well, I'm trying to get to
gold.
A point. So was that higher than it was in 1929? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. It was $20 an ounce in 1929.
Okay. So... Yeah. If Bitcoin is the digital gold and the Republican plan plunges us into a Great Depression, we're all going to get rich if we're holding our Bitcoin.
That's the parallel.
I think Augie and I will be rich. I can guarantee you that.
Wait. You're acting like I don't got gold, pal.
They don't call me gold bug for no reason, but
I kind of like silver. I feel like it's a little undervalued
use.
Absolutely.
A real use.
Absolutely.
But if you get enough.
It's a storage issue if you, you know.
It can be.
So back to the Bitcoin 1 million. You buying in or not, Andy, on that? You just study the charts. You know all this stuff.
Actually, I did a little article on it about a week ago. Where I had a target price of $250,000.
By when?
I would say over the next 10 years, but it could be easily $250,000 to $580,000, and that's based actually what I did is I based it on gold because there's 1.25 ounces of gold for every person in the world, and I said there's only 0.0028 bitcoins for every person in the world. So if I was to even be at, just taking it at $1,625 or $1,200 an ounce and doing the math, it's $580,000 per Bitcoin.
Fine. Let's go to the person that actually has to have inventory of Bitcoin for his business. Lee, what do you say?
Well, so if the fees don't eventually cripple crypto, Bitcoin specifically, and if the programmers that have some semblance of control over its current vector don't go crazy and do increasingly bad things like the SegWit 2 version 2 was going to be, I'd say that the assumptions are pretty close to correct. If you look at its ability as an investment, it's a pretty profound vehicle. If you look at its ability as a currency, it's terrible. And no one is going to use it for that. So if that doesn't cause a major hiccup, then yeah. And I'll go so far as to say that we're in the hockey stick effect. And I think in the next 2 years, we could see $100,000, $200,000 valuation. I'll take the leap and say, hey, $250,000 in the next 2 years. I don't know if it's going to be easy, but it could happen.
Well, one of these things is the formulations that a lot of these people make, some of them are just shooting from the hip, is the growth of the user base. And we've talked about many times recently in the past weeks the growth in Coinbase, which is approaching 14 million people in the U.S.
And blockchain.info.
Right. But when we look outside that, where Coinbase, got 100,000 people over Thanksgiving, and maybe there's a little bit more access here in the U.S., but we see it in other areas. I'm looking at numbers here for India, where one of their exchanges has gone from 100,000 3 years ago to, in the prior month, according to this is Unicoin, they saw 200,000 customers registering. That's a that's a parabolic growth right there. Another of the platform that is mentioned here had a similar growth. That would have been RS is actually what the name of the exchange is. 400,000 on November 1st to 860,000 on November 29th. And of course, the population in India is many times, probably a factor of 10 more than the U.S., or at least a factor of 8 times more than the U.S. You look at if China were to actually allow it, there's all kinds of potential user growth there.
It also goes to the value of the currency that you're trading for, because if the inflation rate starts kicking in, you're going to have a situation where the value of bitcoins is great and may become trusted. But when you have chaos get into the mix, it can go anywhere. And chaos is what happened in 1929. It does happen.
I
think chaos depends on which seat you were in.
Yeah, that's right. Walking under the garbage truck, it's a little rough.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Lee and Andy a chance to add on to that, but before we run out of time here, I do have a slightly longer clip here. This is, again, from James Altucher. He is with Formula Cap. He was the first voice you heard on that last clip. And then Spencer Bogart is from Blockchain Capital. This is a little bit expansive on their thoughts from the previous CNBC interview that we can play and sample and get your thoughts as we go through. Interesting to watch. If you've watched CNBC a lot over the years, especially, you know, 10 years, 20 years ago and all the suits that would come on there, and all of a sudden you see a guy in a T-shirt there that everybody is hanging on every word, just a white T-shirt, scruffy semi-beard, and another guy that's got a pompadour as his haircut. It is a little bit of a culture shock, especially I think for other people watching who maybe aren't familiar with who might be involved in this. But this is, again, James Altucher of Formula Capital and Spencer Bogart of the Blockchain Capital.
Who knows? Coinbase is the largest exchange for Bitcoin. They're adding 100,000 new customers a day. What do each one of those 100,000 people do? They buy a Bitcoin. So that's driving the demand up on a daily basis. Overall, in the long term, we see there's $200 billion worth of cryptocurrencies out there, but there's $200 trillion of demand for money out there. So if Bitcoin is truly solving the problems of paper and fiat currency, which I believe, you're going to see that $200 billion start to move up to $200 trillion. So this price action, who knows day by day, but long term, this price action is certainly not unreasonable and it's going to continue to go higher.
Just to follow up, back in August when Bitcoin was at around 4,000, I think you wrote, correct me if I'm wrong, we're in a hype bubble. It doesn't mean cryptos are bad. It doesn't mean you shouldn't buy. It just means there's a lot of hype and scammers out there.
Yes.
You've seen this story at least twice before in the past 20 years, et cetera.
Yes. There are so many bogus cryptocurrencies out there. 95% of these alternative cryptocurrencies are probably scams. Bitcoin is not one of them. Bitcoin's legitimate. It's the biggest one. It's been around the longest. But everyone, just like with every financial innovation, scammers and Ponzi schemes get in the game. That's certainly happening, and you have to be careful. But the cryptocurrency trend and the Bitcoin trend is not going to...
That we just heard. We're going to get into some new stuff here. But I think one of the most important things is we've talked about is just Bitcoin and the transaction fees will exist and stuff. All these new people that are coming into it, and many of them were at the meetup. Some were probably more advanced than some of us here on the show. Not too many of us.
Questions more than answers.
But do you have some? You already said, Mark, that you're in multiple currencies.
Yeah, I'm in multiple.
And you've been that way for a long time?
Not too long. When some of this rise came on, I started getting fishy when there was the, shaky. My concern has always been, how are they going to scale Bitcoin? And I'm not entirely against segregated witness or raising the block size, different sides have wanted. My concern has been how are they going to do it without any bumps and hiccups along the way, and they have miserably failed at that. So I wanted to spread out, liability and that sort of thing.
Mark, on the matter of limited trusted currencies, how many are there?
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely right. They're thousands?
No, but of the trusted ones.
Oh, trusted currencies? I don't know. I usually look at there's coincap.io has a list, maybe the top 25 or the ones I'd look at. If you want a penny stock, kind of recommendation, here's my tip, Zencash.
So, yeah, look at one of the starting points would be know the market cap. And because the smaller the market cap, and it drops pretty drastically as you go down.
Yeah.
Right now Dash and Litecoin are going back and forth along with Bitcoin Gold in the mid of the top 10, and right around 6, 7, 8 are going up and down right there. And I think, what is it, about a $1 billion cap on those, Lee? Anyway, Mark's looking it up right
now. So mine's an app, and it doesn't show that right now.
Let me bring Lee into it. So people, you know, we're critical of Coinbase, even though I have an account there. I understand why people are critical, and I can be critical of it too. But you get you can get three there. So the people that are just getting on Coinbase,
yep.
And many of those people I just introduced to it because it's the easiest way for them to get on.
Yep.
And it's relatively liquid going back and forth with their credit card or their bank account. But I tell them, get some of all three. But then you've got to move on to another exchange. And that's not always easy for people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's Bitcoin Cash, and I'm no example, but I've got maybe five or six currencies that I'm in. What do you tell your friends and family, Lee and Andy?
Well, so one thing I wanted to touch on, you mentioned something really important. It isn't easy moving from one exchange to another. It isn't easy moving funds. One of the things that people need to do in order to make sure that they understand the process is send a little amount of their currency first to make sure that they have the procedure right. That way, you know, if they screw it up, then they only lose a few cents, you know. And then it gives
except
them an
Bitcoin
opportunity to, yeah, to figure out anything in regard to how you move funds from one wallet to another, from one exchange to another. And then I wanted to touch just I heard a mention of a cryptocurrency. I know for a fact that Marscoin is not a scam because our CTO Lennart Lopen created it. But you know, beyond that, I can't tell you.
Probably don't know the market cap, I guess.
It's tiny. I mean, it's the silliest thing. Okay. He created it because he thought he was going
to
fly to Mars.
Augie wants to make a comment, but before we get too far away from the number I was looking up here. So if you go from the top 10, Bitcoin at $182 billion, this is courtesy coin market cap, and then you go down to Dash, which is number 5, that's at $6 billion, and then Litecoin 5, Bitcoin Gold 4, and dropping. And you get down to the 10th one, which is ETC, Ethereum Classic, it's under $3 billion. When you get down to just a couple billion dollars, that's manipulatable. That's not as much big money as it seems like to people like us when we talk $1 billion.
But one of the elements.
Well, I don't think you can look at just the market cap for that. I think you have to look at see how much more for manipulation, what the volume is trading at. That's more important. As far as for manipulation is.
Well, let me just, okay, Augie wants to get in, but let me just give the example from number 10 to number 11. Ethereum Classic, $3 billion market cap, trading at $600 million today. XMR, that's Monero, right?
Yep.
Okay, under $3 billion market. Similar market cap, but only trading $72 million. So there's a big qualitative difference there. Andy's right. Augie, go, please.
One of the big concerns you people should have out there is there was a consideration. They took it away. Like-kind exchange, and that's what you're doing when you go from currency to currency, which is fine. The minute you go to cash, you're subject to the liability. But
you're already subject to it, is what you're trying to say.
Yes,
I
am. That's right. My point is that you make a trade, and under the current law, if they change the law and say like-kind exchanges are no.
They've already ruled that if you go from currency to currency, you have to recognize your gain or your loss.
They've made that
Yes, it's been ruled by the IRS. There was a whole thing on that same community Facebook page, Tampa Bay Bitcoiners. There's a big discussion there. Am I representing that right, Andy?
Yes, I think it's over a certain amount. I think
it's a certain
$1,000.
The way I read it, that the only thing that the new rule was going to allow in kind trade was real estate.
Yeah, the real estate starts at $500,000.
Okay.
And then you have to.
All right. We're coming up on the end. I want to get a couple more minutes of this in, and then we'll say goodbye to everybody. And also be sure, before I even do that, how do people find Free Talk Live? They can find it on the Internet easily, freetalklive.com.
It's 12:20 a.m. in Sarasota.
Yeah, it's also, isn't it on 1490 some of the time? Whenever they hear
us. Listen, anytime you haven't found it on the station that you said, just stay tuned to 1490 a.m. 24 hours a day. And you'll find something you want.
106.5 also.
I think it's 106.9. Yep.
Down here.
That's 12:20.
Seven days a week.
7 days a week, 7 p. to 10 p. Freetalklive.com is the easiest place to find
it. And you can find your affiliates there, too?
Yep, the list of affiliates is there, and it is.
But no more Shrine of the Female Fan?
No, we retired that.
Okay.
I think it's still up there, but you have to, like, sort of go into the tree and look around.
Okay. Well, that'll keep you busy, too.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we're seeing.
A couple more minutes here, and we'll wrap up.
Stop.
So, Spencer, you obviously believe in Bitcoin, clearly. Do you think that we need derivative Bitcoin products to sort of help maybe the legitimacy or help others be able to play in Bitcoin futures, ETPs, so exchange-traded products? What do you think about those ideas?
Listen, yeah, we hear a lot about is Bitcoin in a bubble, but the reality is that institutional ownership is about 0% at this point.
Right.
And we need some of these familiar wrappers like futures, ETPs, yep, et cetera, that help put it in a context that traditional investors can touch. Even on the retail side, less than 2% of people own any Bitcoin, and yet 14% say they prefer Bitcoin to stocks. That would be a 10x increase in adoption if those people actually go and put some money into Bitcoin.
Yeah, and let's just add, you know, J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon was trashing Bitcoin a few weeks ago, and now they've just announced they're going to help their clients get into Bitcoin futures, which is a derivative product. So certainly they see there's opportunity here, and that's a huge retail investor base that's going to start playing around with Bitcoin with derivatives.
Do you need it to be transactional for more retail investors to get in or to want to get in to understand it? Does it need to be a currency?
Yes, I agree with you completely. But notice, Amazon just registered 3 or 4 domain names completely related to cryptocurrencies.
Hi. Well, they registered that, but that was a protection on their end for future competition. I don't think they're getting ready to move. Although we had a guest, Terry Brock, a couple weeks ago, said that you can actually...
Terry was here?
Well, not in the studio.
Not in the studio? Okay.
Yeah, he's, you know, in his world travels, he checked in with us from Orlando.
It's wonderful.
Anyway, but the site that you can get a discount on Amazon if you go through them to buy at Amazon.
SaveAtPurse.com. If you just go to SaveAtPurse.com, you can register for an account there, and you'll get something like 15, 20, 25% off of everything that you buy at Amazon as long as you use Bitcoin. I believe you only pay the transaction when you send your Bitcoin in, so you don't have to pay the transaction fee when you buy, if that makes sense.
All right.
So send large amounts.
Okay. So if you want to hear the rest of that, you can go to CNBC and Google their, or rather search their Bitcoin videos. Bloomberg has a bunch of stuff you want to hear what the mainstream are talking about. Let's go to Andy and wrap up with your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I just really think that the derivatives market's a bad idea. The housing market crash, the whole economy downturn in 2008 was because of the derivatives market. And I think we're opening up a Pandora's box here.
All right, Lee, last words from you.
Hey, I think it's an exciting time. I don't know that I like what's going to happen, but, you know, hey, a little bit more chaos is always palatable.
Exactly. Spoken like a true libertarian.
Exactly.
But if you're looking for a good time, don't forget December 30th at Mocha Joe's, 4 o'clock Saturday, a couple hours after the show gets off the air. Most of us will be here. Mark will be probably in some freezing cold weather somewhere.
We'll see. That sounds enticing to me.
Oh. Are you a frequent flyer down here now?
Yes. Oh. I spend more time down here now that I'm not poor.
Oh. Well, congratulations on both being warm and not poor.
Yeah.
All right. Lee, Andy, thanks a lot for joining us today. Thanks for sitting through the parts where you didn't get to talk. Appreciate all that. And we'll see you hopefully in person next week.
That's correct.
All righty. Thank you.
Pleasure talking to you, Mark. Look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. Augie?
Well, I'm glad to see Mark in here again. He looks bright and shiny and confident and happy.
Well polished.
Warm. Yeah, full colored up, but you've been in the sun a touch.
We've been working on the boat. It turns out it's a lot of work.
Speaking of in the sun, did you see the First Lady of Radio, Val Silver?
Yeah, I did.
She was all tanned up when she came in to see you.
Almost didn't recognize her.
I haven't seen her in months, but she hears your voice.
Well,
she's right around
indeed.
The
I want to see if she brought in her pig.
Her pet pig.
Your pet pig.
Not a human pig.
Well, there's no human pigs.
So you say.
Okay.
All right. Well, we will be back next week, 12:05 p.m. with another Henry Raine show right here. Also, check out the podcast on demand. It's on all the major sites. Just Google Henry Raine show and podcast. You'll see it on Stitcher and iTunes all over the place. The meetup at the end of the month, December 30th, and you can email at henryrainshow@gmail.com. See you then. Bye.
drama. Only attracted to things that are bringing trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only need space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Then you gotta have love to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. Y'all.
What you preach and what you tell me, all that you are the father.